You are about to experience the Jerry Banfield Show. We hope it'll help you live, learn, and love your best today. Thank you very much for your willingness to listen to the ads at the beginning of each show, because you can feel great knowing you're helping me earn a few cents every ad you listen to. When we add all the cents up, that gives me enough to record this podcast for you almost every day. How do we go viral on Facebook Gaming? In other words, how do we get lots of people to see our streams, comment, share, and love the stream? Here's my experience doing it, which I hope will be helpful to show you what is working for me. First, you might want to see, okay, give us some proof you know what you're talking about and what is viral. This is my idea of viral. 88,000 people reached on a live stream within the first mostly few hours of it going live. Thousands of engagements, 17,000 plus clicks, 38,000 views, 325 shares, 751 comments, 348 reactions to it. Almost all of that within a few hours of going live, without scheduling, without any ads. This is all for free. And the best news is you can start gaming from scratch and work up to this relatively quickly. Now, I've been streaming games for months before this. I've had some other streams get even more reach or more engagement or more clicks or more views than this. This is one of many streams I've had that have done this. And I hope to point you in the right direction with the things most crucial. First, you want to do things you love. If you are playing a game that you don't really like just to try and get views because you see other people watching it, no, stop that. Quit. Play something you love and you're really good at. In this game, I played Call of Duty Black Ops. Yes, the game that came out something like 8 or 9 years ago. I played this on the levels that my viewers most requested. My viewers were requesting on the previous stream, Nuketown and 5. I started out on Nuketown. I got beat down on Nuketown too. I then did the 5 level, and I don't know what happened, but a bunch of people got really excited, shared it, and then it ended up on one of the top streams on Facebook, and a bunch more people found it. You can see I used the description to describe kind of the context, how we got here, why we got here, and you know, what I'm thinking about. Black Ops 4 comes out next, and why I'm streaming. I've seen lots of different things work on the description. Generally, the beginning of the description is most critical. You want things that people will react to, but you don't want to directly ask for engagement. Nothing like this post or follow me or share, none of that stuff. Just put out what you're doing in as straightforward as a way you can, or something you're passionate and you care about and you're excited, or do you want to play with me? And then why and how to do that. And I did a really long description. The description, there's lots of flexible formats that work. That's the one that worked on this particular video. Now, the key to all of this, though, is the interaction on the live stream. Because the video title, you also in the video title want to make it clear what game you're playing right away in the title. Because when people are browsing and you get towards one of the top streams on Facebook, all people will see when they're browsing is the very beginning of the title. Therefore, I put something on this on the title like zombies on Nuketown and 5 in Black Ops, because people can't even see the game you're playing browsing in certain Facebook interfaces. So I put that on the title. I got a 720p 60 frames per second stream that's hardwired in that consistently works good. I was playing solo. Now, all of that might get some initial engagement, but you don't get to having a bunch of comments and shares without really good viewer interaction. One thing that helps a lot with viewer interaction is to get your stream set up like this. If you'd like to see all the equipment stuff I use, we please go to jerrybanfield.com/resources, because I've got it all listed there. Now, if you would like to be the best at engaging with your stream, what you really need to do is to have your monitor set up like this so you can see your comments and your shares while you're looking at the camera, and you can see them in your peripheral vision while you're gaming. I've got a sick 5 monitor set up, as you can see, 3 different computers plus the Xbox and PlayStation connected in here. What I can do then while I'm gaming, I can see shares on multiple different screens on my peripheral vision. So if I'm looking straight, I can see the shares move out of the corner of my left eye on the stream, and I can see them out of the corner of my right eye in the live feed itself, and I can see the comments move in the upper right monitor. So you've got this upper right monitor with the comments. I can see the shares move twice in this upper left monitor, make sure my stream's online. Then while I'm online over on the right monitor, I can see shares and stars over there as well. That makes it really easy for me to see things as they're happening in real time and then read and respond all while playing the game. What stinks as a viewer is to have someone who's not interactive. I was watching someone stream the other day and they got hundreds of people watching and there's not that many comments coming, and I type my comment and no one else says anything hardly for 5 minutes, and my comment goes unresponded to, and I'm like, forget this guy, I'm not following him, I'm not watching any more of his streams again. He doesn't have the common courtesy to interact with me. Well, the secret to being able to interact is getting your studio set up in a way that makes it easy to interact. When it's easy to interact, then it's natural. For the stream that went viral, I reacted and responded to almost every single one of those hundreds of shares and almost every single one of those hundreds of comments that came up. Each of those shares and comments and the corresponding likes that come along with it when people are happy from what's going on triggers Facebook to say this is a really good stream. So if you want these kind of numbers, these numbers are built by interacting really well with viewers. And it's just a lot easier to interact with viewers when you've got a setup that makes it easy. A professional camera that helps to make your face look good, but the monitors, and then I actually launched my stream on the left monitor over here on a different computer. So I've got these five monitors to make it easy for me to interact with my stream. Now, once you do interact with your stream, then it's also critical, if you want your stream to go viral, you really need these little alert notifications that I'm about to show you, and I'll show you how to set those up. If you really want your stream to go viral, you need these star alerts to come up. So you can test this in your Facebook gaming. You click on alerts over here on facebook.com/gaming/streamer. You can test star alert, and then what we'll do, we'll go over here, and then look, you get a nice pop-up that comes up on the screen. And what happens when this happens is you go viral that way. You get people wanting to share, wanting to send stars, wanting to make clips because they see that other people are doing it really easy and really visibly, and it pops up on the stream. So what I'll do is show you footage actually from another stream of exactly how this works, of how one person shares and then just the share train gets going, and all of a sudden all I'm doing is reading shares constantly and saying thank you for sharing, thank you, over and over again. It gets this viral effect going, and once you get that viral effect going, then that triggers Facebook to say, oh, this is one of the best streams happening right now, we'll show this to more people. Then more people come in and see the stream, more people comment, more people like, more people share, and it just snowballs over and over again. So you really need to put all these things together to make a great viral stream. Now you can do it different ways. There's lots of flexibility. The most critical element that there's no substitute for is the really good interaction. You don't need to put on a mask or a costume or do something crazy. The real down the earth viewer interaction makes all the difference in the world. I'll show you right now how this happens in real time on one of my streams.